We start hour number two. What's going on? Welcome to the program, The Jungle. I am Jim Rome. I'm live from the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. The second hour is an open phone hour. Friday, hour number three, is always the busiest hour of the week, and especially this week because we've got two interviews coming up then. So what that means is you want to call me right now. And I want to take one moment. I just want to step back from this. I mean, seriously, J.R. Smith was suspended for throwing soup. I don't think we're giving that nearly enough credit. Suspended for throwing soup. A Hall of Fame moment. A Hall of Fame moment if I ever saw one or heard one. And I'm going to tell you it's a Hall of Fame moment for what I consider a first ballot Hall of Famer. At least at things like that. Everybody should take a mental picture right now because future generations will all ask the question, where were you when you found out J.R. Smith was suspended for throwing soup? I'll never forget where I was and what went through my mind. My man got suspended for lobbing soup. That's incredible, even for him. All right, we start hour number two. I know a lot of you want me to talk about Orenthal and the If I Did It interview. Maybe, I guess, possibly, but not right here. Not right here, not right now. In fact, why don't we start hour number two with something a little bit different? Again, let me read you a headline, and you tell me where this headline is from. In fact, I'll help you. I'll give you a choice. It's either from Newsweek or it's from The Onion. Here is the headline. Russian stadiums to allow cocaine, cannabis, and heroin at the 2018 FIFA World Cup. Now you tell me, what's that from? Newsweek or The Onion? Actually, that's not parody. That's not satire. That is cold, hard, vintage journalism. And it's got Newsweek's name stamped on it, not The Onion. Again, the headline, quote, Russian stadiums to allow cocaine, cannabis, and heroin at the 2018 FIFA World Cup. I think I speak for every last one of us when I say my first reaction to that headline is, what about meth? No love for meth? Where is the respect for meth? No credit for meth? I mean, is Russia seriously going to turn away the fine ice tweakers of the world who are trying to watch some of the beautiful game? Peacefully, from their seats, gacked out of their gourds. Heroin, coke, weed, but no meth? Kind of jacked up, blatant discrimination is that? So that's my snap take. What about meth? What about meth? What about meth and what about, wait, what? The Russians are about to allow a bunch of China White, Kron, and Toot into the World Cup games. I mean, is that for real? I mean, is that for real? Turns out it is real. It's real as long as you have been prescribed these drugs and you have a doctor's note. Because that makes so much sense, right? It makes sense except for, wait, what? There are doctor's notes and prescriptions for black tar and snow. Where? What kind of kook MDs are scribbling out a note for smack and flake? I mean, here in Cali, we used to have those Venice Beach white coats diagnosing anybody with $80 as having glaucoma. Now it's legal for everybody, so those fake doctors obviously had to find a different racket. Maybe they moved to Europe. Maybe they're writing scripts for rock junkies. I mean, can you imagine that scene in Russia this summer? Think of the security lines that you're going to have to go through. A bunch of soccer fans removing their shoes, belts, and eight balls of snow. And then getting all those items back and walking right in. And the absolute best part of that story, the Newsweek story, isn't what Russia is allowing you to bring in. It's what they're not allowing you to bring in. You can bring in pot, you can bring in blow, and you can bring in the horse. However, you're not allowed, quote, the country's smoking ban in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and Sochi venues will still be active, end quote. So once again, let me translate that you or translate that for you non-drug users. Come shoot dope, blow lines, and rip your glass on glass, but don't you dare fire up a heater, you dirty, filthy, scummy smoker. This whole story is amazing. It's absolutely incredible. Two of the hardest drugs known to man are going to be allowed into one of the most dangerous sporting events ever. Here's hoping that the cokeheads and the tar junkies can coexist for a few weeks this summer. The World Cup used to be about what country you represented. This year, it's all about what powder you snort. Scarves up for you drug of choice, soccer fans. Scarves up. Scarves up. Blow, heroin, or hippie lettuce. But don't you dare bring your Marlboros in here, or your Camels, or your Parliaments. I best not see one Parliament, non-filter or otherwise. Man, and don't you bring a menthol cigarette in here either. No menthols. That means you, Johnny Football. No menthols.
It's lit!
My menthol is lit! It's lit! Cigarettes are disgusting enough. Hey, and by the way, if you're going to come in here with Rome, that's it. Don't you crack back on Cigarette Nation. I've had your back, Rome, through thick and thin. I've had your back through everything. That's it, Rome. I will never listen to you ever again. Let me tell you something. If you smoke menthol cigarettes, I don't want you listening to me. That's it, Rome. The four of you that are smoking a menthol right now, do what you got to do. I will live with the choices I've made. Anyway, good luck with that. Heroin allowed with a doctor's note. I told that story in my suburban neighborhood once. I went to a party and this guy was going on and on about how he used to ride the horse. Ride the horse, ride the horse. I'm like, dude, I own horses. He's like, no, man. I used to ride the horse. You're right. You get on a horse, right? What, you mean bareback? Oh, you mean you rode that horse bareback? Yeah, dude, cool. He's like, are you stupid? No, man, I didn't ride the horse bareback. I shot heroin, bro. Oh, you rode the horse. Sorry I didn't know that, man. I live in an upscale suburban neighborhood in Southern California. Even worse, stories now that some of our kids are riding the horse, because that's not very terrifying. Dear Rome, no meth allowed at the World Cup. Hell no, we ain't going. Yours, the Inland Empire. You know, I would say that that's like the most predictable email ever, even if Hawk liked it. And Hawk, why would you like that? And you knew that was coming, right? The best part about that, though, is the guy who cracked back on the 909 and went with Inland Empire meth smack. It was somebody from Toronto. Mike R. in Toronto. Even the 909 has got a rep in Toronto. An international rep. The 909 with an international rep. What's up, Mike? You got any takes on Norco? Fontana? Locals call it Fontucky. Jeremy McDowell, 4 tweets. I would think the last group of fans that need to be getting high during games are soccer fans. And again, not just high. Gacked out of their minds. Riding the horse. Blasting rails of the Bolivian marching powder. I'm fine with them getting high. Kinda. At Finding Rebo tweets, big deal. The Russian stadiums are just following what the Oakland Memorial Coliseum has been doing for years. Yeah, I don't think they allow that. I don't think a doctor's note saying that you can shoot heroin is going to be allowable up there. Again, I'll admit it. You know, if your take is wrong, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You don't get it. I'll own that. I don't get it. Where in this world does a doctor write a note for heroin? Is heroin medicinal now? I didn't know that. I probably should know that before I talk about that. That just seems kind of whack to me. Hey, Doc, I don't feel well, man. Can you let me ride the horse? Hey, Doc, I'm not right. Really? What do you think we should do about that? Like, when I go to the doctor, you know what I'm hoping for? Like a Z-Pack. Like, I'm hoping that I'm sick enough Like, I don't want to go to that doctor or that doc in the box or the urgent care center where the doctor looks at me like, man, you're fine. Yeah, actually, doc, I'm not fine or I wouldn't be here. Really, I don't have time to see you, but I'm really not fine. Like, my trachea is extremely sore. I know I've got strep or something. Can you just break me off a Z-Pack, which probably is not going to work. That's me. That's where I live. I'm trying to talk a doctor into a Z-Pack. Apparently, you can talk doctors into coke, heroin, and Kron.
Cocaine.
Once saw this guy on Ventura Boulevard in the Valley, back when I lived in the 818. 8 for 8, or 818 for life, baby. I went to see this guy because, same deal, right? I feel horrible. Really, really sick. I'm not going to miss work because I don't miss work for illness. I miss work for lots of vacation time, but not for illness. I go to this guy, and I kid you not, I see this guy out back chain-smoking cigarettes. I'm like, damn, I hope that guy's not the doctor. Because it was an urgent care center, I had no idea. This dude literally is lighting one rocket off the last. Chain-smoking. I go in there. And sure enough, Mr. Rome, doctor is ready to see you. I go in there, it's that same dude. Like, literally, the medical break, he would take medical breaks from smoking, not cigarette breaks from doctoring. So I'm talking to this guy, I'm like, great. That chain smoker is my doctor. Oh, well, anyway, here it goes. Hey, doc, I don't feel well. Really, what's the problem? Man, I got a bad sore throat. He's like, all right, I got something for you. I'm like, oh, I'm starting to like this guy. He's got something for me. I said, doc, let me ask you something. This is one of those rare boys' weekends, and I know you're probably going to go upside my head with it, but can I drink this weekend? Like, the guys are all coming into town, and I was hoping you'd give me something, but, you know, maybe can I do that? Go ahead. This is, like, viral. It's not going to... There's nothing I can do for you anyway, and it's not going to make it worse. Drink all you want. Like, I love this guy. Hey, man, you got another cigarette? Anyway... That's the best that I could hope for. This guy said it's okay to go have your magic blue, Rome. But I guess you can have doctors write you notes for heroin and blow. Chris no longer in St. Pete tweets, coke at the World Cup? Ooh, lots of tuna.
Ooh, barracuda.
Don't mess with heart. I love heart. Love heart. And I love barracuda. Ooh, lots of tuna. Ooh, signed the resident of South Beach buying World Cup tickets. Hey, Rome, rather be hit with a bag of weed or coke than a bag of urine. Sign the players, right? Better a coke bomb than a urine bomb or a blood bomb. Lee in Vancouver. I know it's a good topic. It brought Broadway Vic out. Riding the horse bareback is how little Matt Jr. came to be. Signed, M. Broderick. Hey, Vic, you go ahead and take the rest of the day off, the rest of the weekend off, next week off. Vic, you can take spring off. Vic, take the whole damn summer off and skip the smack off if you want.
It doesn't make any sense.
I see you working, Victor. You've been waiting, lying in the weeds for that one, haven't you? Biding your time, just kind of lulling me in, hoping I was asleep at the switch, which I was if that got through. This song, I feel like I'm getting high listening to this song. Be real. Come on, Alvin. Come on, Alvin. When we return to the jungle, obviously having a fun Friday. Another story that I've not gotten to yet. Did you see Steph Curry's Instagram page and that shattered glass table in his hotel room? He didn't snap. He didn't freak out. I mean, my man's pretty laid back, right? He had his bats out, and it went badly. I may get to that.
Hey, Jim Rome.
Hey, Steph Curry.
Hey, Jim Rome.
What's up, Steph?
Hey, Jim Rome.
Hey, Steph Curry.
Hey, Jim Rome.
Hey, Steph Curry. Hey, Steph Curry. Hey, Steph Curry.
Hey, Jim Rome.
Last time I saw Steph Curry, I said, hey, Steph Curry, and he said,
Jim Rome, this is Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors. In case you forgot, I wanted to remind you of what the NBA is. A man's game.
Well, I didn't forget, Steph. I know that. Steph Curry. Hey, Steph Curry.
Hey, this is Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors.
Hey, wait, Jim Rome. Who's this?
Hey, Jim Rome, this is Steph Curry of the...
When we come back, I'll try a telephone call, maybe, and still a lot more to get to. Listen, here's the deal.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, clones. Consider it like a mini Romageddon breaking out on a Friday. I'll give you what you want. I'll talk about it. Mark your calendars. Your Christmas is about to come 9 months early. Trust me. Get out your red Sharpie. Circle Sunday, March 11th. Because in 9 days, Fox is going to air an interview between your all-time favorite double murderer and the ghostwriter who helped him publish this horribly misguided, hypothetical confession book, If I Did It. Once again, I thought about this all morning long. Honestly, I did. I thought about it all morning long, and I considered whether or not to give this the time of day and even a shred of run on my program. But I may as well get out in front of this and try to control this the best that I can, because I know you clones. I know what you'll do. TMZ got the scoop, and apparently they've learned that Fox has been sitting on a tape of the Orenthal interview with Judith Regan. Judith Regan, I actually sat with her in the early 90s, and we did a book deal. I was going to write a book for her, and then I never did it, so I did not accept the advance. When you can't accept the advance, even if you don't deliver the book, I didn't do that. But I actually met her long, long, long time ago. We had a book deal in place right around the time I was hosting Talk 2. Anyway, she did the book deal with Oge, and she wrote the book with Oge, and she conducted the interview with Oge. And it was produced 12 years ago as some kind of publicity stunt for that tell-all. But before it was set to air in 06, Fox killed it under heavy objection from the Goldmans and the Browns. But that has all changed now because both families, for whatever reason, are on board with what's about to go down next Sunday. I'm not really sure why they are. I don't know what they get out of that. And before you say money, Rome, money, I mean, they've said no to this thing all along. So I'm not sure why they're on board, but they are on board, and that's why that's finally going down right now. And what apparently is going to go down, according to TMZ, is, among other things, OJ was speaking in the third person about the night of the murders. According to TMZ, OJ discusses, hypothetically, rolling up on Nicole's house to, quote, scare the bleep out of her, end quote. But in his hypothetical recollection of the events, he then weirdly slips into the first person. And he talks about an accomplice who was with him the night of the murders. We're not sure who it is, but he does talk about an accomplice. He also says in the interview that's going to air Sunday, according to TMZ, that he looked into Nicole's window, he saw burning candles, and he believed that she was expecting somebody. And when he saw Ron Goldman, he started screaming in rage. Nicole ran out of the house, and then he, quote, blacked out. And then when he finally did come to, he was covered in blood. Like, I don't know what happened between Nicole running out of the house and my coming to, but something must have, because I was covered in blood. But I blacked out. So that's what we know. That's what we know about what TMZ knows about the Fox special, which is going to air next Sunday. But bottom line is this, right? 24 years after the murders of Ron and Nicole, we are all still talking about it. The most bizarre story in American pop culture is still as interesting to as many people as it ever was, even back then. And Fox cannot wait to double back with an interview that might give some new information to a case in which we all already know exactly what happened. Does it matter that Oge may have had a wheel man? Does it matter that somebody else may have been on the scene? Not to me. Not to me, it doesn't. I already know what happened. I already know who did it. But I also know it sure as hell matters to all of you ghouls. And this is why I am seriously considering using one of my vacation days for Monday, March 12th. Because I know how those 3 hours are going to go. I know you clones. I know you're already planning your watch parties. I know you're already charging up your blowers so you can live tweet the Sunday special. And I know that my handle is going to be in every last one of those miserable one-liners. 24 years later, this is still a thing. It's still something that I cannot get away from because you won't let me. I would tell every last one of you to just keep moving, but I know you won't. March 11th is about to be one of the best nights of your entire lives, and March 12th is about to be one of the worst days of my life. Unless I just don't come to work. And if I don't, you'll know why. And right now, I am leaning strongly towards not coming to work. In fact, you should start working on that right now, Hawk. A fill-in guest host on the 12th. I don't even care who it is. In fact, make it somebody I don't like because they're going to have to deal with all the reaction. So don't be shocked, clones, if I'm not there the day after your watch party and you live tweeting all night long. I've seen your live tweets on that topic for 24 years. What are you going to tell me that I haven't seen already? A million other times. Yeah, and really, why are you idiots so pumped up about this anyway? None of the questions that you really, really want to get answered are going to get answered. You know, the questions that you have posed so many times, the questions that matter to you most, such as, hey, Oge, did you kill Bill Walsh?
Yeah, did you kill Bill Walsh?
That I was what?
He's not going to answer that question unless she asked him that question. Remember, this interview was done 12 years ago. You know, the other question that you want answered so badly, was it harder to rush for 2,000 yards in a season or slice two necks in one night?
My kid Chris was wondering, do you think it was a bigger feat to break 2,000 yards in one season or slice two necks in one night?
I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
Pretty amazing how he can't understand any of the questions when we can all hear them perfectly. The other question that you all want the answer to, which will not be posed, were you really messing adult diapers in the can?
Oh.
And the most asked question ever, are you in fact Chloe's dad?
Oh.
Not getting that answer either. These are the unsolved mysteries that you countless jackwagons want addressed. Spoiler alert, I'm pretty certain that a 12-year-old interview is not touching any of that. Don't get your hopes up. There you go. There's my take. I'm not working that day, and now you know why. I'm not even going to set it up. I'm not even going to set it up with having a cough a couple of days out. Like, yeah, wow, not feeling so good. Something must be going around. There's nothing going around. There's an interview that's going to air that shouldn't have ever aired, and I know you're going to want my take on it, so I'm just not going to work that day. Vacation time, use it or lose it. I'll be using it. When we come back, I do want to talk about the basketball aspect of that game last night, Philadelphia and Cleveland, what that means. We talked about Sean Miller, Steph Curry. I teased it, but I haven't gotten into it yet. You know, I meant to talk about Jim Kelly yesterday. I'm going to try and get that in today. You see, Mike Zimmer actually answered the quarterback question at his presser yesterday. You never see a coach do that. And he answered it in full. All of that still ahead. Plus a couple of good baseball interviews in hour number three. The week that was, the ATP, and your telephone calls straight ahead. But first, here is a sports update.
Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the segment to call. I've got Dave Roberts, LA Dodgers manager, at the top of the next hour. Bud Black right after that. You want to call right now, 1-800-636-8686. Also, if you want maximum performance from your car, you could use an Edge, Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology is three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. That according to the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 Viz grade. It helps fight friction. It delivers outstanding levels of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. Seems like a lot of you had trouble following that last take where I said that the OJ, if I did it, confessional interview, quote unquote, was going to air on the 11th. Therefore, I would not be in the 12th. And for some reason, you don't seem to understand that. Like Randall, check out this tweet that Randall sent me. Randall WFI in the OC. His actual handle was Randall in the OC. He sends me a calendar. He tweets a page from his calendar where he circles the 11th in red ink, like I said to do. And then he's got church, 9 a.m. And then written beneath that, OJ Day, if I did it. And then on the 12th, he writes Rome recap.
Yeah!
No! Randall!
Oh.
I said there would not be a recap. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, look at that. He got the red Sharpie out, like I said. Look at him. 9 a.m., church, OJ Day, if I did it. Then the 12th, Rome recap. No!
Yeah.
There's not going to be a Rome recap. Fake K. Winslow tweets. So, Selection Sunday is going to turn into Confession Sunday. Again, it was supposed to be hypothetical. He was talking in the third person, but then he weirdly slipped into the first person and talked about an accomplice. I know as much as I need to know. I already know all I need to know. I know there are two dead people and he was responsible. That's what I know. What are you going to tell me? What is that, Alvin? You didn't. Did you just hit a that's two for me? Alvin, what is that? I'd put you on camera, but I know you'd just be like, dude, now. Alvin just said to me, when I said to him, what are you doing? What is that? Quote, dude, it's a reflex.
Dude.
Steve Androstek tweets, hey, Juice, why not have the Juice as your guest host on March 12th? Hashtag Juice-ageddon. And Stucknuts in, do you want us to hashtag good show, dude, on all of our tweets on March 12th.
Hi, good show, dude.
Hey, Steve, I really don't care what the hell you do on the 12th. I'm not going to be here. Hashtag it any way you want. I'm not going to see it. I won't be here. Does not matter to me. All right, so I've loaded you up with the kind of content you want. What do you say? You pick me up now. Let's bang a few telephone calls. On a Friday, we go to Idaho. Derek in Idaho. Derek, good to have you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. What's up?
Well, we're just going to talk about Russia and how they're allowing things in. Of course they're not going to let meth in. You're way too aggressive. Way too aggressive. But
What? Is coke a downer?
No, but what I'm saying is imagine giving first of all, it's Russia. And so not to be profiling, but, yeah.
That's not a good call. No. Hey, Derek.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
I'll be as respectful as I can when I say this. Dude, you're terrible. You're horrible. Get yourself together, man. Get yourself together. That was not a hard take to have. All you had to do was call up and say, no. Heroin's fine, coke is fine, pot is fine, meth is not fine. Here is why meth is not fine. But you couldn't get it out. Why? Because meth is too aggressive. All right, so let me challenge that. Meth is too aggressive, but coke's not, but heroin's not. Nazis, Russia, Come on, man. Come on, man. You got to be better than that. You have to be better than that. 1-800. I just gave you content, and more content, great content. Pick me up with a good phone call. And as always, Hawk, don't act like you've got nothing to do with that. Put them on. Put on the cans, Hawk. Let me guess. You didn't know that he was going to say that. Let me guess. He was much better when you screened him out.
Yes, he was much better. We talked about
it. Adam.
Yeah, and he had a decent take, and he was good, and I was excited to get to him. He was on topic, and he completely blew it. We talked about it three different times. I coached him up.
One of my favorite things is when you start spewing radio terms to cover your own ass, like he's in market. He's on topic. Time for the...
He's a P1. He's a loyal listener. Time spent listening.
Time to solicit. I mean, how was that guy on topic? What was his topic?
His topic was meth, and that's a great topic because you just talked about meth. And he sucked at delivering his take, and he makes me look bad. And now that this microphone is back here, I'm more nervous to put phone calls on than ever because when they suck,
because
I have to answer
rattled,
for it.
Because your confidence is shattered and you're rattled. And Adam, let's be honest. If I'm talking to you, it's because you screwed something up.
Correct.
I'm not talking to you because you have something to contribute to the program. It's because you screwed something up. All right, help me out here. What did you think that he was going to say?
I thought he was going to say meth is too aggressive, and when heroin addicts are not using heroin, they become aggressive, so that's why they're going to be allowed to use heroin so they can just stay knotted out and chilled.
And you thought that was a good take?
It was.
You thought that would make the show better?
It was well-rounded and educated, and I thought it was a unique angle.
It was neither well-rounded nor educated. When they're not... If they're addicts and they're not using, they're more aggressive, so let's give them more of the thing they're addicted to?
To keep people safe. And I thought that that was a pretty decent take. If heroin addicts are using heroin, then they're not going to be jonesing.
What if they're addicted to meth and we give them their meth so that will keep people safe?
Well, to back up Derek in Idaho, he was saying we keep the meth heads and the tweakers and the ice heads away because those people do get insane on meth because meth is a crazy upper, so I've heard.
But coke's not.
No, coke is. So that's where his point kind of falls apart.
And the call fell apart.
The call fell apart.
But
right,
a call that should have never been on
yet.
The air in the first place.
First of all,
like a conversation you and I should have never have on the air right now.
Correct.
And now we're done. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Hawk.
Thank you.
Don't stop talking to me, Hawk. Don't let that happen again. All right, I tried. Now Hawk is like, oh, great. Now he goes to OJ. Oh. Now he's going to want to take another phone call. Hawk's like furiously, hey, boss, do your Steph Curry rant. Do your Steph Curry take.
Hey, Jim Rome.
Hey, Steph Curry. No, the thing is, Hawk, I want to get back on the horse, so to speak. I want to get back on that horse. I want to take another telephone call. A good telephone call will make me forget about the bad call. I want to get back on that horse. All right, let's try it. This guy deserves a chance to get through so he can rebut what somebody earlier had said about him, Matt in Vancouver. God, Hawk, don't look so pained. Hawk looks like he's about to stroke out like, oh, don't let me down, Jeff in SoCal. Oh, dude, the worst that happens to you is Rome hangs up on you and a few people on Twitter take a run at you. Oh, this could ruin my weekend. I got confidence, Hawk. It's going to be fine. Jeff is going to pick you up. He's going to pick me up. He's going to make the show better. He's going to make the world a better place. Let's go to SoCal. Right down the street. Jeff in SoCal. Jeff, what's up?
Rome, my man. Thank you for the vine. Hey, it's been a hell of a week in the jungle for Team Canada. First, they lost in hockey at the Olympics. Then they lost in curling at the Olympics. Then Matt and Van called in to try to curb stomp me. And then you had bronze medalist Mark McMorris on, and apparently third place is something celebrated in Canada. So Canada, put on your finest denim, crack the Shania Twain, and open up a Labatt Blue. You deserve it. Hey, Rome, Matt's call was decent and all, but you know who really loved that call, Rome? Matt in Van. My man was running around Twitter after the call like he just won the smack off, tweeting about how he put me in the ground. Matt's tweets were so inaccurate, ESPN is looking to hire him. Matt loved that call so much, he uploaded it to his sex playlist on Spotify, Romy. But it was good to hear him call by himself. That must mean him and his guy, Tyler, survived the Canadian winter freeze. I imagine the Canadian Bert and Ernie hibernated together all winter long.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Jeff, that reference is going to get you and anybody else run every single time. Bro, wake up. Look what year it is. I mean, something like that would not have been permissible years and years and years ago. I don't play like that. I don't think that's funny. This is not false indignation. This is really me pissed. Come on, man. You got to be better than that. There's certain things that you know are going to get you run. A certain Sesame Street reference like that, as idiotic as it is going to get you run every last time. Don't bring that around here. I mean, there may be somebody somewhere who finds that amusing, but it sure as hell isn't me. Do not bring that around here. Let me guess, Hawk, you didn't know he was going to say that. Of course not. This email says, did I just hear Hawk say educated? Sent from Rick in Sacramento. It is literally, isn't it? It's appalling and shocking both to see how far this show can go, how quickly it can deteriorate when I turn it over to you imbeciles. Honestly, I'm just doing my thing, interviewing big name people, doing sharp interviews, and ranting and riffing and doing my takes and getting off. And it's fine. Like, it's good. You might not agree with it, but you can't tell me I'm not coming from a place that's educated. You can't tell me I'm not coming from a place that's well-reasoned. You can't tell me I'm not coming from a place that's not informative and entertaining both. I'm all those things. Of course, I am the paid professional. But the second I say, you know what? I want this to be interactive, and I want you to know that I care what you think, and I want you to be a part of the process. Man, this thing can come off the rails fast. This is why I always say more of me and less of you is good for the program. You got to help me out here. I really want you to be a part of it, but not if you're going to bring that crap around here and that garbage. And that's what that is. Honestly, don't bring that around here. If you can't respond to a caller or a guy taking a run at you or taking a 2x4 upside your head without going all Sesame Street with it, with that reference, don't call. Because it's going to get you run, and you're going to look worse. And old Matt in Vancouver probably running around Twitter again with another victory lap, and well, he should, Jeff, because he got over on you. Come on, Jeff. I've got Dave Roberts coming up at the top of the hour. I've got Buddy Black right after that. Alvin's week that was. Alvin, are you eating on air? Dude, you know, you can't do that. And dude, the camera. Alvin's great. Alvin's like, dude, the camera's not on me. I can eat on the air. Yeah, but my two eyes are. I can see you through the glass, Alvin. It's not a one-way glass, Alvin. Dude, what do you care if I'm eating on air? I'd put you on air to discuss this, but you have food in your mouth, dude. When did you start eating on air, Alvin? You never did that back in the day. How weird the dude started to eat on air when we put him on TV. Dude, I swear, it was like three peanuts. Dude, I skipped breakfast. Why are you on my ass again, Van Smack? It's Friday, bro. Lighten up, bro. It's Friday. I had three peanuts, man. What's your problem?
Today's Friday.
Thanks, Hawk. Now he's all bent out of shape because of you, Hawk. I can't even eat three peanuts. Alvin, you can eat whatever the hell you want between the hours outside of 9 to noon. We don't eat on the air. Come on, man. At least I don't eat on the air. Look at my pristine studio. Look at my studio. Go to CBS Sports Network and look at the studio. You'll see some piece of paper, and literally that's commercial copy. And then you'll see my laptop, and then you'll see my Joe. All right? I've got a cup with a lid to keep my Joe warm. I don't eat on air. There is never any food in the studio. Alvin just hit me with, dude, 60. Say what you're going to say, dude. You got 45 now. Dude, 30.
You mean with food?
I mean with food, Alvy. All right, third and final hour. Here's how it sets up. Two great managers, back to back. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, Rockies manager Bud Black. Then one last segment. The last segment includes Alvin's week that was, the ATP, a potential huge call, some final thoughts. I've got four or five major takes that I still haven't done. All of that still ahead. Let's finish strong. One good hour will help us forget what happened in the last segment. Come and get some. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Third hour straight ahead.